You know, are you carnal minded or spiritual minded? Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of Spirit of life, Christ Jesus, made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are flesh cannot please God." You know, if you want to go further, if you don't want to go any further with God, then just get saved. That's as far as you'll ever go. If you don't want to be spiritual, you never will. God will let you just come and sit on a pew and listen. And you go to church and you hear what the others hear. You feel the Spirit like the others do, but you never get what they get, because you receive in the flesh and others receive in the Spirit. If you eat, let me put it this way. If all you ever feast on is carnality things, then you're a carnal Christian. But if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, then you'll be filled. Now, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that anything from the Spirit, you have to get in prayer and Bible reading and being in church. Now, the carnal mind, it refuses the things of the Spirit. Carnality, what's that mean? That means making decisions based on the flesh. And that's all you have to be a carnal person. It means to operate how it looks, how it feels, what you heard. Now, I'm going to say something here. It's going to sort of make some of you bat your eyes like a toad frog in a West Texas hailstorm. It's all right. That's one of my dad's sayings. If there's a hailstorm, the reason he's saying a West Texas hailstorm, because that toad frog ain't got nothing to get under, because there ain't nothing out there but some tumbleweeds and stuff. You can dance all over the church. You can still speak in tongues and be a carnal person. The Corinth church was, Paul said they were carnal, but they had all the gifts operating. You see, but then he gave them instruction of how to be spiritual. Let me say it like this. A carnal person responds in the flesh and not according to the Spirit. What God wants to do through you won't come through your senses. It'll come through the Spirit. You know, when people operate in their carnal sense, they can shout and dance and then go out of the door and go right back to where they were. What God doesn't come through our senses, but it comes through our spirits, from his spirit to our spirit. Most people base their decision on what they feel in the flesh. I don't feel good. I just don't feel right about that. It's too hard. I can't. You know why people make those kind of statements? Because they're not spending enough time in reading the Word and in prayer. If you live long enough without the Word and prayer, your desire for spiritual things dies out. You start thinking, well, it's okay. But it leads you to a place to become satisfied with less than God's best. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. This is good pastoral preaching tonight, if y'all didn't know it, teaching, whatever you want to call it. Okay. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things of God, which God has prepared for those who love him. But God reveals them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all the things, yes, the deep things of God. You know, you just don't pick up the word and read a word and then get all the understanding. Some people think that that long as you just read a little bit every day that you're fine. But in 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul tells Timothy, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed of rightly dividing the word of truth. To rightly understand the word of God, it takes time away from doing things that you want to do in the flesh. I'm not talking about sin at all. I'm talking about, you know, praying when you don't want to, reading the Bible when you don't want to. See, you don't know what God wants until you have your spirit connected with his Spirit and listen to it. Now, God can be talking to some people and they won't listen because they're more interested in the carnal things or fleshly things than they are in the things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Let's look at that for a minute. And this may go faster tonight than normal, but that's all right because y'all, there's a big conference starting tomorrow. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I want to read that from the NLT. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive the truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. You know, there's a lot of people that are born again, but they don't ever become spiritual. And don't look at me like you think I fell out of a well. It's true. The Corinthian church, Paul said that they were carnal or fleshly, but yet they were all born again, and yet they had the moving of the Spirit. But they were fleshly because they spent more time on carnal things than they did on the things of God. Now, I'm not telling you that you can't watch television. I'm not telling you that you can't enjoy life. You see, that's what happened when you start talking about carnality and stuff. People jump over here. And then you talk about the Spirit and they jump over here. There's a balance. There's a balance. I mean, I enjoy going to the car races. I went to my first dirt track race when I was 15, and I've been going ever since. I like them. Cameron drives. But you know what? Everybody out there calls me, they all call me pastor, and I'm not their pastor. But I have ministered to many of them. But some, and I've had some ministers say, well, you know, you're out there on Saturday night at the racetrack and you ought to be home praying and studying. And I got disgusted at one guy and I told him, I said, I already prayed and studied. My sermon's ready to go. Come on. But you know what? Week before last, I had one of the guys contact me and say, can we meet? I want to get saved. Now, I haven't tried to preach to any of them. Now, if they ask me a question, I'll sure talk to them. But I just try to be there, be their friend, and show them the love of God. You see, but some people would call that being carnal. You know, we've got to learn how to live life, but also in the natural and the spiritual. Remember what I say all the time. Anybody remember? The natural and the supernatural working together make the explosive force for God. It's not all supernatural, and it's not all spirit, and it's not all flesh. So many times people want to jump over here when you start talking about carnality, and they think some people think you're talking about sin. No, I'm just talking about being more interested in the natural things than you are the spiritual things. But there's a balance to it. On Saturday, if OSU is playing and OU, I will probably watch some football. Because Wednesday's my study day. That's when I study on Wednesday, unless I have to come and teach like I do now, and then I go back home as soon as I get through teaching and study. My sermon's sitting on my desk at home. It's ready for Sunday morning. Come on now. See, what does anybody understand what I'm trying to talk to you about? You see, you have to realize that the Spirit of God comes to you. And he can bring, I can be at a game somewhere. I went to a lot of, I got five grandsons. I've been at a lot of ball games in the last 27 years. Because Cameron is, or 28 year, Cameron's 28 and Wesley's 17, fixing to graduate from high school. Can you imagine with those five boys how many ball games I've been at? Baseball, basketball, football. In fact, out here at the Indian Springs, any of you got kids or grandkids that play baseball at the Indian Springs baseball complex? Well, you all know that the smaller age group plays here, the middle age group plays here, and the older ones play over here. Well, you got Cameron, Blake, and Skyler all playing at the same time, and we are running from field to field. You know? Now, some people would want to say, well, you know, that's carnal. You ought to be praying and studying. You know, people are funny. You know that? Used to, back when I was a teenager traveling with Dad, and then even after when I was in Bible school and traveling with him, and even later on, even when Lynette and I did travel with him, people come up and say, oh, I mean, man, they get really weird to me anyway. Oh, what is it like to live in the house with Brother Hagin? I said, oh, it's a lot of fun. I said, man, we watch football all the time. We don't ever hardly read or pray. We just have, we. I do it on purpose. But what I started to say is, I mean, I'm out there at the ball game, and, you know, and I'm still meditating on some things, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting in the bleachers watching a grandson play baseball, and all of a sudden something happens on the baseball field and the Spirit says to me, that you can use that to minister. Okay, so, I mean, after the church started, we'd go to Little Sahara and riding three wheelers. And I rode out one evening and I'm just sitting on top of a sand dune and started lay back on that Suzuki 500, Quadzilla they call it. And I'm just laying back, looking up at the sky, not thinking about nothing, just relaxing. And all of a sudden, I'm out here riding four-wheelers. All of a sudden, just like that, it came into my mind through the Spirit of God of what to do about a certain situation that I've been dealing with. I wasn't even thinking about that situation. I was out relaxing, and it came to me. What I'm trying to say is to you is that, you know, you can even be in a natural setting, and if you're sensitive to the Spirit of God can speak to you. That's what I'm talking about being spiritual. Well, now, if you're being carnal, you're not sensitive to the Spirit because you haven't been involved in the Spirit, so the Spirit can't get through to you. Anybody understand what I'm trying to say to you? You know, this building was a thought. Then it was a set of plans. Then it was a bunch of concrete and steel and other building products. And then it was a building. If you get that the spiritual thoughts come to you, you can begin to learn how to receive everything that God wants you to get. If you're going to be transformed, you have to start by renewing the mind so that you might prove what is that good and perfect acceptable will of God. You know, if you've renewed your mind with the Word of God, it don't matter where you are or what you're doing. If something happens, the Spirit of God takes over. See, Romans 12:2 says, and don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now I want to read it from the NLT. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Now I want you to notice, don't copy the behaviors and the customs of this world. Let God transform you. See, a person that may be born again, may even be filled with the Spirit, but if they're on the carnal side and they're not being transformed, they fall in line with the customs and of the world and so forth and so on. You know, but the Bible tells us in Galatians 5:16-17, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you not shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Now the NIV says it like this. So I say, live by the Spirit. You will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. You see, the carnality, and sometimes it's called flesh, it'll be sitting in the service and, oh man, this service has lasted too long. The problem is, when people start listening, they hear with the wrong ear. They hear with the fleshly ear instead of the spiritual ear. When you hear with the fleshly ear, you cannot obey that because it's against the Spirit. You know, you'll never volunteer to do anything. You'll always complain about everything in the church. Hey, I grew up a pastor's son. I've been there. I've been in the church. And they were certain people. I don't care what you decided to do. They're going to complain about it. Anybody ever been in a church that had somebody like that? But although you sing some song 15 times and they get up and shout, Somebody said, well, how can this shout be such a complaint? Because they're carnal. That don't mean they wasn't saved. Now, they can't go out and sin. I'm not talking about that. See, there's a difference between sinning and being carnal. Anybody know about that? You see, the flesh doesn't want you to hear from the Spirit. So it will, because see, the flesh contacts the outside. The Spirit contacts with God. See, you're in contact with two worlds at the same time, the natural world and the spiritual world, God's spiritual world at the same time. And the flesh doesn't want you to be in contact with the Spirit, because he knows that if you get doing what God says do, that he's whipped. You know, if you start hearing people talking negative, you know it's not from the Spirit. There's sometimes that, and I had done it one time, but no, I actually did this. People standing, I mean, these are saved people. They're standing around talking. And I just told them, I said, my ears are not garbage cans. I don't want to hear no more of that. It was all negative and down and stuff, you know. Hey, if anything is talking contrary to the Word of God, it's not of the Spirit. It's carnal. So we need to start opening our mouth to speak and listen and speak to what the Spirit's saying. You know, we sing the song, whose report are you going to believe? And then turn right around and say, oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Come on now. So many times we're in church and we sing in certain songs and certain things, and then we turn around and say, oh, I just don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. There's a fellow by the name of Kenneth E. Hagin. I'm named after him. You go up to him and you'd say, Brother Hagin, what do you think's going to happen? And he'd look you straight in the eye and he'd say, what the Word says. What the Word says. Why? Because even though he enjoyed natural things that people call carnal, he still was in tune with the Spirit. He loved to play a game. He called it doogies, but I think the real name of the game is aggravation. I played it with him. Lynette's played it. Anybody else here ever play it? Oh, Joe's played it with him. Played with him. I'm talking about played it with him, brother. Played my dad. You know what? When you play with him, if you win, you play again. Right, Joe? You play till he wins. Now, that's carnal. But how many of you would say that he was a spiritual person? Can you see what I'm trying to do here tonight, trying to get us to realize that we can enjoy life and we can have life and not go overboard over here or go overboard over here? Where I learned all of what I'm talking about, I learned it from him. He would say all the time, and Lynette can tell you this because she's heard him say it. He said some people just, they take things from the Word of God and run off with them, or they get saved, but they never advance. That's why, actually, there's a book back there, and that's one of the reasons he taught on it, growing up spiritually. When you grow up, begin to grow up spiritually, you begin to realize how that you are a natural person living in a natural world, but your main citizenship is in heaven. And so you got to learn to balance both worlds at the same time. You know, if you're going to please God, you're going to have to make some sacrifices sometimes in the flesh. You know, there's some times that I wanted to go to a game or go to something, but hey, nope. Things of God have to come first. See, now there's where you begin to make your choice. We all have the right to make a choice. We can be as spiritual as we want to be and still be born again, or be as carnal as we want to be and still be born again. Because read about the Corinthian church. Those guys were something else. But yet, they had the gifts of the Spirit. But Paul said they're carnal. What I'm trying to say to you is that we can enjoy life, carnality that some people call it, and be spirit people at the same time if you learn how to balance the two. See, you don't go out, "Oh, the fish are really biting. I'm not going to go to church this morning. I'm going to go get my boat and go fishing." Oh, all of a sudden, now you're still born again, but you're drifting toward carnality. There's nothing wrong going fishing. But if it's interfering with the things of God, then you got to make a choice. That's what I'm talking about the sacrifice of some things. People who have the Spirit of God, they'll believe what the Word of God says and won't ever complain about it. If you're going to please God, like I said, you're going to have to learn how to make the sacrifices and come to church, read your Bible, pray. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 26:41. "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The Message Bible says it. Stay alert. Be in prayer so that you don't wander into temptation without even knowing it. You're in danger. There's a part of you that is eager, ready for anything in God, but there's another part that is lazy as an old dog sleeping by the fire. You see, the spirit on the inside wants to follow after God. The flesh on the outside wants to do what's against that. So, let me close this out. There'll always be a fight with your spirit and your carnal man. Doesn't mean you're not saved. It just means that the enemy is doing exactly what he said he's going to try to do. He's going to try to kill, steal, and destroy. And you're the only one that can determine if you'll be strong, spirit person, or lean to the carnal side, or if you'll learn how to balance the two and live the good life on both sides, spiritual and natural. I don't know whether you got anything out of this tonight, but it is something that I just got a hold of this afternoon. I was looking through a bunch of notes, and I saw this, and evidently, I don't even know when I put this together. I was on my computer, and I got I don't know, hundreds of outlines and things, and I was looking at that, and I don't even think I put this together sometime or another, but I think it was 2013, I think it said on the date, but I had never preached it, and I was just saying, "Lord, what is for now?" And he brought that to me, so I brought it to you. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Did I help anybody? Good. Everybody stand, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for helping us to be all we can be in the spirit and to be all we can be in the natural side, and not lean too much to the natural and not lean too much to the spiritual. But may we walk that balance with you. We pray that you'd help us in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.